1077 The Island, your home for real music variety. It's also your home for your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Good Tuesday morning. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design. Robin Mays with Voice for Companion Animals is here. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, young man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Laura Hurley is also here. Will you be taking pictures?
Award-winning
photography
of this itty-bitty kitty.
Itty-bitty kitty named.
Oh, I was hoping you would bring in a little kitty face.
Norm.
Norm. Aww.
Norm.
Hi, Norm.
Norm looks scared beyond belief.
Oh my gosh, he's just a little.
Look at that little nugget.
Hi.
Little striped kitty who's about 4 hours old. How old is he?
Right.
He's about 5 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks, maybe. His litter mates didn't make it, so the people were trying to get some help. So he came in last week. Oh boy, he was kind of a hot mess. His eyes were all mattered, couldn't keep them open. He had just ear mites on top of ear mites.
Oh,
so immediately ran to the vet. Thank you, AMC, for getting us in.
Mm-hmm.
Got the right meds, and now we've gone from that cute little hiss at you to purring.
Zero to hero. Look at him.
What causes ear mites?
That is a really good question.
It's just too much time outdoors, perhaps?
Probably like a little bacteria or something, but under a microscope, they're little mites, like dust mites.
Did you say bacteria?
Good one.
Laura's choking.
She's
choking on my jokes. Norm is an absolutely beautiful striped cat, tiniest little thing.
With white mittens.
White mittens.
Little vulnerable.
Very vulnerable.
Was he weighed like 2 pounds?
Not even.
No.
Well, I take that back. It was under 2 pounds at the time.
Yeah.
But now he's eating us out of house and home, so probably over 2 pounds now.
He's making
Good
up for boy. Lost time. Did you say how you acquired Norm?
Yeah, someone brought him in to get some help since the litter mates all didn't make it. So they wanted him to have a good chance.
Hi,
so
baby.
I think we're doing a good chance.
Yeah.
Norm,
he's so cute.
Norm fits practically, you're just barely over the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Hi, Norm.
Now, this is why we spay and neuter, because when it's really hard when the litters don't make it. It's the elements that we've had, all the rain. It's just hard for these little lives. Everything, they are so susceptible to getting ill. So spay and neuter, and we don't have all these unwanted litters and all these phone calls we're getting about, hey,
I
have 3 litters of kittens and I don't know what to do with them.
Right. What do I do with all these guys?
Well, if you would have spayed and neutered, you wouldn't have 18 kittens.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid growing up on the East Coast, we had a cat and there was a program that we signed up for and got the cat neutered for, we called it spayed at the time, and it was completely free to us. Does that exist here?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. That is, we have been blessed with a grant to get the spay neuter GI going. We're going after a couple of more grants to add more to it so it's sustainable. Because we want the program out there all the time, not just here it is and, hey, we're already out of money kind of thing. We want it sustainable.
Right.
So we currently have over 20,000 sitting there, but that's going to go fast because there's a lot of people that do want to spay and neuter. There's some that need educated yet, but a lot of people do want to.
How would it work? Would it happen to be based on their salary?
Yeah, it's based on your needs. 65 and older, of course, would qualify. If you're on Medicare, Medicaid, if you're in need, we're going to try and help you out as long as you can help out a little bit, you know, towards the bill. The vets will have the information because it's coming. It'll be a quick application. We'll get you on the schedule. Right now, we're going to all the veterinarians in Grand Island to see if they will all participate. We've been to 2. Both were 100% so far
Great.
That everybody will participate. So we're going to go to the others and approach them they do have their costs. It can't be anything that's free. The veterinarians have to pay their staff, and they have to pay their bills and all the expenses related to it. So it can't be free. So we're hoping the funding, the grant we got, the two more we're going after, will make a difference. And there was absolutely a need. So
too young to be fixed and microchipped.
Way too young to be fixed and microchipped. So we do have people interested when he can get his first set of vaccines on board, which will be another 2 to 3 weeks, because he's got to be 8 weeks healthy, ready to go. We'll do a spay-neuter contract with the adopter when he's age appropriate. He'll get neutered.
Laura, when you're done with Norm, I would like to have a consultation. I need a one-on-one.
Do you need a one-on-one with this little guy? He is so sweet.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr.
Waking up with Fran's Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
He can actually see now. It was kind of iffy. But yeah, there are pictures of him on our Facebook page of what he looked like. And already in just a few days of having the good vet care.
He weighs nothing.
Protein Design are designs as unique as you are. For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes, and superior service, Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or proteamdesign.com. Hi, little baby. I would name you Artichoke. But I guess Norm works. Are you running through the cast members of Cheers? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, we had it all figured out that if it was a male, Norm. If it was it was female and looked highly intelligent, it was going to be Lilith.
Ah. Oh, nice.
And
you'd have to pull back the hair.
And if it was a female and really, really sassy, it was going to be Carlo Tortelli.
Ah, yeah.
But
it's Norm. Just so beautiful that. So vulnerable, yet so trusting. I mean, you can do whatever you want with this animal.
Yeah, I mean, the hissing has stopped. Yeah, I didn't even get hissed at this morning when I went to pick him up. We have to do our eye meds yet this morning to make sure we keep going.
Yeah, he's just a curious little.
Yeah, and he's one. Sweetheart. If he walks across your board, I don't know if he weighs enough to set any off.
Yeah, he does not.
You put him on a scale and it says, do not compute. Does not compute.
Where are you going, sir?
He's going to go.
Norm.
And this show is over. Flick.
We have a straw basket with scrap paper in it, and I really thought Norm would have jumped in there.
No. He's more interested in this. Oh, found the monitor.
Never seen this one before. She's up on one of the monitors. It's hard to know what they see when they look.
Well, and at this age, I'm glad we got...
He's not very sure-footed.
No.
Nosy. Just nosy.
Imagine how big the world is to something that's this size.
Yeah.
Well, and we can't really let him run around the building because you'd not find him again.
No, he could.
You are the cutest thing I've seen in a very long time. It's your little white stomach.
Yes, and those white paws. And his stripes are so pretty. He's got pretty stripes.
Well, at one time in my life, I thought the Paris Hilton thing where she was walking around with a dog in a purse was the stupidest thing in the world. I get it now.
Oh, he turned on something.
Turned on something.
That's a first.
Whoa.
I have no idea.
It was over here.
How would you? Oh.
Yeah, it was right over there on your right.
His little paw. His little itty bitty paws.
Yeah, he was over there. Oh, Dad, we're going to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. Just
keeping
curious.
Me on my toes with the audio board.
Oh, here we go.
Again, with
shut your monitor off.
Again, with the keyboard. You got to walk on that. You got the whole world to walk on. Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption, like Norm, the cutest cat in the world. You could see pictures of Norm. With the tiny, ooh, they don't.
Oh, no, don't.
He does
no
not like touching of that tail.
No touchy.
You could see pictures of Norm in the blog section of 1077theisland.com.
Oh, he's so sweet. Now tell me about Coda. Tell me about Coda. Coda's got a problem, right?
Coda's got a challenge. Yeah. Coda needs to find a home. Coda is a couple years old, neutered male, probably 70 some pound.
We love Coda.
Basenji type. Yeah, you remember he was here.
Yeah,
a year ago.
He's a great dog.
Great dog.
Yeah.
But his he's been in rescue or a form of rescue since he was a puppy.
Uh-huh.
Not had a good life. He has been attacked by other dogs, which has led him. His trainer has tried to work through all that over the years.
Sure.
And does great. And then something happens and we go backwards again. Aww. And the home that we had for a year was great. And now he's losing that home. So it's just a constant. So we're looking for a home, but Norm is so afraid of other dogs that he'll bark at them. But he's fine with cats. He's lived with cats twice. Coda.
Norm barks.
Good.
Very unique cat.
Yes. Coda is just so afraid of getting hurt, getting attacked.
Yes, yes. Well,
So he will need, what we're looking for is a place with no other dogs, which is a challenge.
Yeah.
No other dogs. Somebody who kind of will understand that going to have some patience, but it's going to pay off.
Yes.
He's made strides over this last year in his home.
Yes.
So all this is just unfortunate, but no other dogs. Understand him. He's a retrieving fool, loves to be the outside, but also he's not a puppy. He likes to lounge inside too when it's air conditioned. So we have been looking. We have a couple people interested. Several people have other dogs. We have somebody wants to meet him this weekend, but she lives quite a ways away. So we're a little bit nervous about her being 2 hours away, but if she's as good as we think she is and understands him, it will work.
It'll be fine.
It will be okay.
Yeah.
So he's got a challenge. Kira, of course, has had no interest at all. Oh. We have a volunteer taking Kira out just about every single day to walk, to play in her yard. She puts her dog away and they play in her yard.
Is it too much work to list and post pictures and descriptions of every animal have?
We were talking about how to do that with and keep it updated along with everything else, because there's the posting and it's not just a simple picture. You really need to know about them to post about them.
Yes.
So only a few people can do that.
Yes.
That know them, and that's the volunteers you know, they're already caring right now. We've got 9 dogs at the building and I can't remember how many cats we have now, close to 20. That finding something that's easy to keep up on. So we're brainstorming the best way to do it and to keep it updated with accurate information, with current information.
Norm, he just likes being held like a little baby there. It's so cute. Showing you his belly.
Robin, keep up the good work.
Thank you. We appreciate you allowing us to come each week.
Well, I think it's important that you have you're the voice of companion animals, and somebody needs to be your voice, I think.
Yeah. So we need to encourage people to follow you guys on Facebook, and and share everything you post.
Yeah. I also
never know who it's going to come.
No, and that's what we always say. All it takes is that one share for to come across somebody that is ready.
Is the match.
Is ready and says, hey, I've been looking. This can be me. I didn't know I was ready or I wasn't too sure, but hey, this is what I've been looking for, or I think I want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. I also encourage you to share these posts and these pictures. I know a lot of people that, and Laura, you're really good at this, but a lot of people look at the post and they, oh my God, that dog or cat is so cute, but I'm not in a position. And then they move on Facebook. It's like, okay, if you're not ready to adopt, share that post and it'll reach as many people as we possibly can.
Yes. Yes.
Well, and it plants the seed like the photo contest.
Yes. That,
okay.
Yes.
It's like just plant the seed, because yes, if you run into one of us, our volunteers are amazing taking the dogs out. Maybe you've seen him at mm-hmm. Petco or PetSmart or PetSense, yes, or Tractor Supply or Baumgars. You'll see him out and, you know, maybe something will trigger. It's like, oh yeah, wait a second, I did see that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like for me recently, you know, lost one of mine, you know, you just like, well, I don't want to do this for a while. And then you're starting to heal a little bit and think, well, and then maybe
that,
I can.
And then that perfect little cheesy smile, yes, comes across your page.
That's, yes, because oftentimes the animal picks you.
Yes.
Yes.
So you could say, I'm going to allow myself some time to grieve. I'm not ready for this. And then something like, I almost said Archie.
Norm.
Somebody like Norm comes into your life and you're like, okay, yeah, that's it.
Archie. We could have an Archie and an Edith.
Yeah.
Next litter, Archie and Edith.
Such a little
and
baby.
Meathead.
And Meathead.
Meathead would make a great cat. Or dog, for that matter.
Or a, yes, dog, for that matter. Yeah, we had a meet and greet with Marley, one of our not one, three of our awesome volunteers took Marley to a meet and greet this weekend. And Marley's been with us now a month and not doing well at all in four walls. When she's over 5 years old, mm-hmm, you put her in a kennel for a month and that's not going very well.
Yeah.
So they took her on a meet and greet and they said she was playing ball. She was playing ball all by herself at their home. And all of a sudden she just wanted to curl up with the guy.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, sometimes I think they know that this, yeah, is, this could be it.
I'm so comfortable,
yeah,
here.
This could be it. I'm comfortable. So we're kind of working with them on some things to maybe make Marley theirs. So,
oh, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
That would be nice.
I see a bulldog as being called Meathead.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Meathead, stop it.
Dongs.
Meathead, huh?
I'm trying to remember the characters now.
Archie, All in the Family.
Edith, Meathead.
Gloria,
that was it.
Yeah.
Then you got Lionel.
I liked Lionel.
And
yeah, you got the
Jeffersons.
Jeffersons, and who live next door.
Wheezy.
Wheezy. They were off. Yeah, that was the start of. Was their that spin-off. The start? Yeah, the spinoff of Jeffersons, but wasn't it the spinoff of Maude too?
Oh yeah, All in the Family spun off Maude, the Jeffersons, and something else too, I think.
Huh.
But
good job.
Archie's friend was Stretch Cunningham.
Oh yeah, the taxi driver, right? Didn't he drive a taxi?
I think he did. Him? Yeah. Who else? I feel like we're forgetting somebody.
Oh yeah, the neighbors, but I can't think of their names. I can picture them.
Anyway, we're out of time. Robin, thank you again for all that you do, and thanks for blessing us with Norm today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Completely in love with this cat.
He is. He's a cute little piece of love.
Again, see pictures in the blog section on theisland.com. That's 10770island.com. And we will post that, share it to Facebook. And if you can continue to share it from there, and somebody who sees that shares that, and then that person that shares and shared it alike, and then they share it, and then there's a lot of sharing. We should be sharing.
We should all be sharing. Sharing
is caring. We should have
a
share-a-thon.
Cher, good name for a cat.
Cher.
Do you sing?
Have to be a long hair.
And one that sings.
Yeah, and it's long and slender.
One that sings flatly? No, I'm just kidding.
All right, stop it.
Sunny and Cher. Okay.
Alexa, slap it high, five up top.
I would, if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Franz Man, One Man Party in the morning on the island.